T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, friends, yes, it is 2 o'clock on Sports Radio 94 WIP at 888-729-9494, 888-729-9494. It is Wednesday. Wednesday.
What, is what day?
It is Wednesday.
Well, happy Wednesday, brother.
Happy Wednesday.
Yeah.
Isaiah.
When's that game? When are the Eagles playing?
6 weeks. Isaiah Izzo Reese.
Izzo.
What up, baby?
Midnight Madness Friday.
Oh, I know.
I'm just saying.
Think about your head coach.
You know what, though? In all honesty, it is Sixer Day.
Oh, it is.
It is Sixer Day.
It is Wednesday, and just in tradition, it is really more Sixer Day. And that's where we're starting today at 888-729-9494, 888-729-9494. Let's break it down, all right? They're going to Washington tonight to take on the Wizards to open up the season. Home opener is on Friday. Ike, quite simply, the process has been leading to this moment. And I understand that some people think that this is a continuing situation and you continue to grow and you continue to get better. And all of those things are true. If the Sixers don't make the playoffs, it's not okay. And if they don't make the playoffs, this season's a disappointment. You know, I'm going through this morning, and I understand that, you know, we had fun a few weeks ago, and we're going through in rapid fire all the games, and I said, 54 wins! Oh, that's where we are. Hey, I'm realistic.
Where I'm at, 38?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I am realistic about the situation, okay? Mm-hmm. Ultimately, I'm at 40. My number is
40?
Pretty consistently been 40 before we did that. Okay. And, you know, I just got caught up in the moment and the excitement. You know, I had just been welcomed to the moment officially as a season ticket holder now, and that just got the juices flowing. 40's the number.
Understandable.
Like, make the playoffs. I'm tired of a 5-year, 6-year stretch where it just wasn't happening. I'm tired of, because if you make the playoffs now as an 8 seed, we all know it's not because you're an average team. We know it's because you're growing and getting better. But the process, you know, I understand it's trust the process consistently and let's get better every day. You know what? If I want to hear all that, I'll go listen to a Bill Belichick press conference. Mm. What I'm interested now in is in the Sixers actually winning games. And the last 10 years outside of the strike year, the number 8 seed in the Eastern Conference has had an average of 39 wins.
Okay.
Go win 39 games and make the freaking playoffs. That's it.
Now, listen, I'm with you there. I think as we've watched this thing for the last 4 or 5 years and waited patiently for these players to become available and to watch this thing come to fruition, yeah, this isn't a year to go win a championship. Nobody has that sort of expectation for this team. But playoffs are a realistic expectation, and I think it's a fair expectation. And I said the same thing about the Eagles prior to the season, right? It's a disappointment you don't make the playoffs. The team is good enough to make the playoffs. And I believe the Sixers are talented enough to make the playoffs. Now, we're going to have to bear with them for about a month or so, so they collect their bearings and Brett Brown figures out a rotation and you get to go 8, 9 deep, 10 deep possibly. So you formulate sort of your core. But I look at this roster. This isn't the roster of Henry Sims and Tony Roten and all those guys. This isn't Hollis Thompson. You know, this isn't that when it was like going to the dentist to watch the Sixers play. I mean, let's start with the big fella. You got the big fella. And we'll go back and forth over his minutes and whether or not they need to hurry up and do away with these restrictions for whatever reasons they have him on them for. We need to get past that sooner rather than later. But that's factored into my equation when I look at this team. And Ben Simmons playing point guard and being the transcendent player that he appears to be, that factors into my equation. Markelle Fultz. Listen, if we get the number one overall pick coming off the bench as a sixth man, okay, that means our starting five must be pretty damn good playing together. So until he's ready to start, I'm not going to even make a big deal about that because, quite frankly, I want to see him with a unit out there, and we'll get more into this, where he can run the damn unit himself.
Mm-hmm.
The offense runs through him. He's setting guys up. Ball is in his hand. So if that means he has to do that for 25 minutes coming off the bench, I got no problem with that, him running the second unit. And then we got Brett Brown, who I think we all believe is a good coach. At the very least, we know he's a great man being able to endure this nonsense for the last 5 years.
Absolutely.
Even though he was well compensated. Still, coming from a program like the Spurs to this, whew, God bless him. But he has talent now, my brother. He has talent. And whether Embiid plays X amount of games, gives you X amount, I don't even know what it's going to be. It's up in the air. This team is still talented enough to be an 8 seed. Now, you said 39 wins is what the average has been for the 8 seed over the last decade. And look at this Eastern Conference. I could see 37 getting them in.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? 37, 38. So
all the talent left. just two teams with talent left, and one of those teams just lost a big-time player.
Oh, my God, that was horrible. We'll get into that. Whew.
Wow.
Gordon Hayward, man. But, yeah, so when you say, you know, it's not acceptable to not make the playoffs, I mean, that's sort of why I am. That's where I'm at. It is this season, I cannot define this season as a successful season if the Sixers don't make the playoffs. It's not. And they'll grow. And guess what? I looked out there on the court last night. I saw Jason Tatum starting.
Mm-hmm.
So if he can start and play, and I know that's a better team. I don't know how much better, though, now that Gordon Hayward's not there. But I'll give him that. Kyrie's season, I'll give him that. We got a good amount of veterans on this team, along with good young talent. We can't win 37, 38, 39, 40 games and make the playoffs? Come on, man. Come on. Come on now.
I'll take it one further.
Come on now. If we can't do that, then these players aren't as good as we think they are.
Absolutely true. And think about this. They went from 10 to 28 last year, and they only got 30 games from Embiid. And they didn't have Fultz, and they didn't have Simmons.
Right.
And they had one great month, and I use great.
And that was a 10-win month.
Exactly. Yeah. I use great on the scale of what we've been dealing with for 5 years.
Right.
In other words, they had one good month. I look at them now. Why can't you, if you're going to make the jump from 10 to 28, the jump from 28 to 38, even with a younger team that's developing with the level of talent that you have on the team, it should happen. Not it can, it should happen.
Yeah.
And that's acceptable.
You disagree, give us a holler.
And
see, here's what I feel, Chris. I feel like people, they've gone from a month ago with their chest out, you know, mocking other cities, NBA teams and their players, and the Sixers are going to be a 4 seed, a 5 seed, to now all of a sudden it's like, I just watch them develop.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to watch the kids develop. Come on, man.
It's develop and make the playoffs.
We've gotten to the moment that we're being welcomed to.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, everybody wants to dial back the expectations so they don't get their feelings hurt or get let down. Stop it, man. Stop it. You know and I know this team is good enough in this conference to be at a minimum 8-seeded team. It should be no worse than an 8-seeded team. If the Knicks get in the playoffs, then what? What?
If I'm welcome to the moment, and it's not that, why didn't you just welcome me to 31 wins?
Right. You know? Yeah. I should be getting excited for 30 wins this year.
The moment implies
wins.
Something's happening.
You can't ask me to be excited about this team and then say, "Oh, well, postseason doesn't matter." Mm-hmm. Then I don't need to be excited about the team.
888-729-9494. Is it a successful season if the Sixers don't make the playoffs? 888-729-9494. In just a bit, we will get into Markelle Fultz and Ben Simmons and why one of them had better show up, because I think the other one's going to be a star.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.